Saskatoon, Dr. Antonio Facciuolo, Ph.D., from the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization, VIDO, at the University of Saskatchewan, USASC, has new support to develop a vaccine against John's disease, a chronic intestinal disease of cattle that is significant to both the beef and dairy industry. Facciuolo is one of five scientists at USASC awarded funding from the Beef Cattle Research Council, BCRC, under the newly announced Canada's Beef and Forage Agriscience Cluster. The USASC-led projects, totaling $3,107,317, will help bolster the beef sector's environmental and economic sustainability. The research will focus on improving cow-calf health and productivity, breeding climate-resistant forages, studying the Canadian feedlot industry, managing cattle diseases, and advancing gut health research. Agriculture is a signature area of research at USASC, and we are committed to advancing research that will create sustainable growth in this area, said USASC Vice President Research Baljeet Singh. The funding announced by BCRC will allow us to drive innovation and make meaningful contributions that will bring great value to the beef industry. John's disease, caused by the bacterium Mycobacterium parotuberculosis, MAP, is a contagious and lifelong infection that eventually progresses to severe inflammation of the small intestine in cattle. It is estimated the disease causes annual industry-wide losses of $17-28 million. Vaccines are not currently available in Canada. Facciuolo, who has collaborators at the University of Calgary and Simon Fraser University, will receive $264,960 from BCRC to advance the development of a vaccine against MAP. I'm excited to build on our previous work, which established an infection and vaccine screening model for John's disease, said Facciuolo, one of VIDO's newest scientists who is also affiliated with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine at USASC. This funding will support the next steps in vaccine research and ultimately towards the development of a vaccine that can protect against this chronic and economically important disease. The team will test oral and injectable vaccine formulations using antigens identified in a previous project. Based on their findings, they will select the combination that provides the best overall protection to help control this disease. The following USASC projects were also recipients of support under Canada's Beef and Forage Agriscience Cluster. Bill Bilagetu, Ph.D., $201,680. Breeding climate-resilient forage germplasm for the Canadian beef industry, a national collaboration. Greg Penner, Ph.D., $961,859. Reconsidering treatment strategies. Can we accelerate recovery from disease by considering gut health? Gabriel Ribeiro, Ph.D., $300,468. A benchmark study of the Canadian feedlot industry and an evaluation of best management practices, BMPs, to improve the sustainability of feedlots. Cheryl Waldner, Ph.D., $1,378,350. The Canadian Cow-Calf Health and Productivity Enhancement Network, C3H, Penn. Submitted by USASC Media Relations.